Good afternoon. Our summit has taken the necessary decisions to prepare NATO for the future. And it is my great pleasure to present to you the man who will lead the alliance towards that future, Jens Stoltenberg. I have known Jens for many years. As Prime Minister of Norway, he worked hard to ensure a strong Norwegian commitment to the alliance, and I know he's the right man to build on NATO's record of success. Jens, I'm sure that under your mandate, our alliance will continue to bind North America and Europe together in defense of our values, freedom, democracy, and the rule of law. I wish you every success once you take on this challenging role on the 1st of October. Jens.
Thank you so much, Anders. Thank you for the kind introduction. It is really a great honor to be elected as the next Secretary General of NATO, this unique alliance. And I will do my utmost to live up to that honor and to follow the great example which you, Anders, have set over the past 5 years. Because you have shown strong leadership of the alliance, and you have developed the alliance into an even more capable organization, providing security, providing stability, and also building the bonds between Europe and United States, Canada, the transatlantic bonds. So we are all grateful for that, and we thank you for the leadership you have shown for so many years in NATO. And as we all know, NATO is not just a security alliance. It is a family of values which reaches across the Atlantic and defends almost 1 billion citizens of our allied countries. And we must continue to stand up for those values. And this summit has provided an important platform and important direction for the future. We need to invest politically and financially into the alliance. And I look forward to taking up the post on the 1st of October, and I look forward to working with all 28 allies to keep our alliance strong into the future. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to work together with all of you after the 1st of October.